بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد A few adab pertaining to sleep To perform wudu before sleeping To use the miswak To keep the miswak at the head side while sleeping To use the miswak upon awakening To arrange water for wudu prior to sleeping To extinguish any fire or switch off lights before sleeping, to secure one's house entrance, to arrange one's hair if it is disheveled, to apply kuhal, that is surma, to dust the bed thoroughly before sleeping, to sleep on the right hand side, to keep the right hand beneath one's head, to use a pillow and to use a leather pillow, to arrange drinking water before sleeping, to perform wudu if in the state of janaba, to wash the hands after one has visited the toilet before going to bed, to have a separate garment for sleeping purposes, to sleep immediately after Isha, to sleep for one third of the night, to awaken at the first crowing of the cock or after a third of the night elapses, to perform tahajjud salah, to spend the last third of the night in istighfar and dhikr, to sleep on a bed or on a straw mat, to sleep on a date palm mat, to sleep on a straw mat without any mattress or bedding, to read the sunnah du'as before sleeping, to recite a portion of the Qur'an Majeed before sleeping, to recite Surah Mulk, to recite Surah Sajda, to recite Tasbih Fatimi, that is 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar, to engage in istighfar before sleeping, to convey salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam before sleeping, to remain in dhikr till one falls off to sleep, to reflect on the favors and powers of Allah Ta'ala before sleeping, to engage in dhikr when switching sides, to comment dhikr if one awakens during the middle of the night, to read the relevant du'as for awakening, to visit the toilet immediately upon awakening, to perform tahajjud salah before seeing to other personal needs, and to switch places of sleep according to the demands of the season, and to do so on Thursday night, the night between Thursday and Friday. This is the synopsis of all that had been discussed. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.